A recently published Dartmouth study found that people who don't own pets are more likely to donate money than those who do. The study took a deep look into philanthropic behavior over a decade and combed through hundreds of millions of donation transactions to charities to find this correlation. Professor Herbert Chang was a lead author on the research. He's an assistant professor of quantitative social science at Dartmouth, and he joins me now to talk about his findings and any local implications they might have. Welcome, Herbert.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to talk to you again about your research. In a nutshell, what does this study show?
Well, the study was very inspired by a simple question I was just very interested in. I basically had this big data set at my disposal, and after poking around, I found that a data column said pet ownership, and I realized this was an incredible opportunity to answer a question about cat owners versus dog owners. In a nutshell, I mean, it shows that different type of pet owners tend to have different types of behavior, especially in donations as well.
Can you break down what some of those data sets were that you studied? How long a time? What were the number of transactions and how much money? All of that good data stuff.
Yeah, for sure. This was made possible by working with a marketing company that worked with multiple nonprofits, about a few hundred. They've been in existence for about 30 years, so there was quite a lot of data to work with. I chose about 10 years between 2012 and 2023. And the data included things such as income, a lot of demographic data, including pet ownership. The total amount amounted to about $69 billion and also 787 million individual transactions over a few hundred nonprofits. And the nonprofits are ranged widely as well. There's, of course, animal welfare nonprofits, but there's also public health-related, political and religious-related nonprofits as well.
Any surprises?
Yeah, I went in not knowing whether cat owners or dog owners would donate more. And this is in part because of a dueling hypothesis based on some stereotypes and some research that we know about dog and cat owners. When we think about dogs and dog owners, we think of, you know, energetic, very social, community-driven individuals, so they might care socially more. On the other hand, research has also shown that cat owners, in terms of personality, are more open. And in psychology, openness means you're more open to different ideas. And so there are basically these two dueling hypotheses in terms of which of these owners might donate more. In terms of surprises, I really had no idea who would have more overall. I think the pet-free people donating the most was somewhat surprising. But one thing that I found fun was cat owners tend to donate the most frequently. And in psychological surveys, we found that cat owners tend to be more neurotic as well. And so this increased frequency in terms of micro donations seems to match up with our stereotypes of cat owners.
I love that. We've been talking about how people who don't own pets are more philanthropic. That's what your research found. Who might use this type of data?
Yeah, marketing companies definitely can leverage some of these insights to drive different campaigns for different people. For instance, cat owners tend to donate more than dog owners, but it's only slightly more. For instance, the greater frequency of cat owner donations, you might want to target reoccurring and more frequent donation campaigns toward these cat owners. Like, pet ownership is a fairly complex indicator of personality, but it's also an obvious one. When you see someone walking a dog or have like cat stickers on their laptop, people take pride in their pets. So I think there are a lot of signals that marketers can pick up on, I think.
One last question for you too. I mean, your work is looking at human behavior using scientific models. I'm curious, what drew you to this work?
Yeah, some of my best friends and closest friends are either cat owners or dog owners. I like both of them. I find that they're different personalities. And so this was just an interesting question that I've always had. I was a bit stressed about publishing these results because I would have to offend one of them based on the results. But yeah, it's one of the biggest questions that people have been asking for a long time. And in this research, at least, we found that one point goes to the cat owners.
Yeah. Herbert Chang teaches social sciences at Dartmouth. Thanks so much.
Thank you.